You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I figure that tonight is the night. There's no better time, no better situation. The conditions are great for us to discuss how to start off 2016 on the right foot with the correct and right imagery and personal belief. I think tonight is the right time, and it is because we're going to be talking about how to begin your 2016 on the right foot with the right imagery and personal belief. And the reason why this is important is because there's no time like the present. And it's interesting because when we go into a new year, you know, it's funny. Let's talk about this real quick. When we go into a new year, you know, you got the whole New Year's Eve thing and everybody's freaking out about what they're going to do, whose party they're going to go to. Are they invited to the party or are they going to stay home, or maybe people have traditions, what have you. But that's kind of a big deal for most people. Some people, it's a big deal to not do anything. They can't stand it, can't deal with it, don't like it at all. But one way or another, it's got some sort of emotional tie to most of us. Whether we love it, don't like it, hate it, want to act like it doesn't exist, whatever it is, we have this tie. And the reason why we have this tie and this impact at such a level is because it has some sort of meaning, because it signifies something. And I think to some of us, it signifies the ending of one year and the beginning of another. For some of us, it signifies all great things coming, everything's going our way, this is going to be wonderful. For some of us, we feel, oh God, this is going to be another one of those years where, just going to get in trouble, something bad's going to happen, life's going to take a turn, I don't know if I can deal with 2016, I don't know if this is going to work out, oh God, I hope this is okay. And then some of us don't even know what to think because they're like, you know what, I don't know, I mean, one year I thought was going to be great, that wasn't, one year I had the worst New Year's Eve ever, and that was the best year I've ever had. So what's going to happen this year? And it was interesting because I went to a New Year's party for a few hours, and I actually came back pretty early, and that's not like me. But I did it because I was beginning to realize what this year was signifying for me, and it became very real. And it became very obvious in a way that was quite lovely, actually. And it's interesting when we go through these processes and we deal with these new years, it's one thing to have some great ideas or some great thoughts or a direction we want to take, you know, into this new year. Like, how do we want 2016 to blossom? What do we want to happen next? How do we want this to turn into? And I feel that this show is so important because I realize that we have to set your stage. You have to set your individual stage for 2016. Not my stage, not your brother's stage, not your wife, not your husband's stage, but you got to set your own stage for 2016. And on that stage, so let's begin a visualization right now because this is fun. It's fun. We're in a classroom together. It's fun. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, we're not in a classroom. Well, we could be in an imaginary classroom. But what we're looking at right now is your stage. And I like to think about it in like a theater stage. Like, you know, think about the last theater or play that you saw. And if you haven't seen a play or a theater, go online and Google theater or play. Look at the pictures and find a picture of a stage that doesn't have anybody on it. Maybe an empty stage might even be better. And find that empty stage and begin to, with imagery, pick out your stage. What's on the stage? Where are you in the stage? What's going on around you? And what are you doing to better your life? And this imagery is so important. You know, for a long time, I didn't really realize, I think, to the solid degree that I do now, about what imagery really actually does. And it's interesting because, You know, a lot of us read or we tell ourselves things or we have affirmations and that sort of thing. But I think when we really look at it and we see it the way we want it to be, we get a better idea and our mind creates like this package deal. It sees what you want, you realize it, it goes into your brain, you know, and all your neurons and everything else is working over time to make this work. And it connects some circuitry there. And over time, as we look at it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, with intent and direction, but better yet, action, we begin to get our life the way we want it to be. And I think that 2016 is one of the best years we've ever had. I think it's going to be mostly everybody's best year. I hope it is, because otherwise we're living in the past. And it was interesting, right after the party the next day, I was looking at some of the updates on Facebook from some of the other partygoers. And one of the partygoers that has actually been on Perspectives before made a comment that this was Sweet 16. And I was thinking, man, that's a great, great, great way of putting a new year. It's Sweet 16. This is awesome. And I feel that synchronicity is really on the path right now in Sweet 16. It's all about feeling it and knowing it and allowing it to be. And you as an individual going through life, dealing with issues, triumphs, failures possibly, a lot of it's self-judgment as well. It's sometimes hard to see the forest through the trees. You know, some people talk about the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's funny because for my whole life up until yesterday, I always thought about that light at the end of the tunnel. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but you know what? I'm not in a tunnel. Why did I ever believe I was in a tunnel? And why did I say that? Light at the end of the tunnel. My God. You know. And it's so funny because I used to always say, too, life is hard enough. Why is life hard enough? There's certain things that we say that, gosh, I mean, I don't even know why we get out of bed. I mean, it's like life's not going to live up to the expectations. And I feel that now more than ever in Sweet 16, it's time to set the stage for your life. And I know some of you out there are like, come on, Ashley. I mean, really? But I'm saying it does work. I mean, it takes time. It takes effort. It takes belief. It takes us to stop self-sabotaging ourselves and actually believe that we can create something that's really awesome, right? So let's begin to talk about the stage, your stage, really. And there's four parts to your stage. So there's four parts. And I'm not talking about like the furniture and the layout. You can lay out that stage however you want. You can furnish it however you want. If you like velvet, if you like leather, if you don't like leather, if you're vegan and you will refuse to use leather in your house, you can get cloth. We can have, you know, women from various countries. Hopefully they are being paid well and taken care of to weave you a cloth couch, whatever it is that you're looking for. But this is very important because most of us are in a position where we can create things. Everybody's in a position of creating. Everybody can create. Everybody's in a position of choice. Everybody can choose one way or another. Choose this, not choose that. We all have the option of choice and creation. So with that in mind, let's create and set our stage. The first thing that we want to talk about when it comes to setting our stage is something that can either be a help or a hindrance. It's a portion of our life that we spend a lot of time at and doing. And because we spend a lot of time at and doing it, we need to be in the right place and where we want to be, or at least we need to change our mindset to accept the fact that this is what we want to be doing. And when we return back from break, I'm going to be talking more about this first part of our stage, because it really is very important to our quality of life. And it might not be the best ideal situation, but it's about seeing it in a different light, reevaluating it if that needs to be done, to see how it actually helps you instead of hinders you. Because otherwise, when people have problems with this part of their life, they take it home with them. They stress out about it. They get angry very easily. They put it on other people. And in the end, they're very unhappy. So stay tuned. I'm going to be talking about those four pieces of your set, how to set your stage, how to make it rock for Sweet 16. Stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in, well, you got it. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking tonight about starting off your 2016 on the right foot with the correct and right imagery and your solid personal belief. And how this is going to set the stage, your stage, for an amazing, high quality Sweet 16 that's going to be the best year you ever had and is going to radiate your dreams and expectations to a new and solidly awesome level. So I want to talk about the four parts of your stage that we need to focus on tonight to make sure that this is the best year ever. And the first one I was talking about right before the break is something that some of us seem to find an amazing option, and others of us seem to do what we can. And so the first part of your stage is your career or your job. And the reason why I bring that up is that when we are not happy with our career or our job, we take it out on various areas of our life. We take it out on our spouse, on our children. We take it out personally on ourselves. We see ourselves as a failure if we're not doing what we want to do. We're unhappy. We're depressed about it. We get a little angry about it. We get a little stressed out. We get a little sad. We feel like the best years of our life are behind us, and we don't know what we're doing. So tonight, let's focus on, first off, the first part of setting our stage. When it comes to your career and your job, it's time for us all to evaluate where we are. Where are you when it comes to your career and your job? Because when we're able to define where we are and understand the position that we have, also taking into consideration how we feel about where we are and how we feel about what we're doing. And, you know, I think that's so important because it's not necessarily the title you have, right? I mean, you could have the title of CEO, but if you're very unhappy with where you are, that title doesn't help you. I've had several clients who have worked in pharmaceutical sales and various other sales throughout their entire life. And when they came in, they just said, you know, I don't know what to do. And I said, why? And they go, well, I've always made good money, but there's something missing. And I was like, yeah, like a purpose, right? Because a lot of times in life, you can do financially well, but is it soulfully feeding your purpose? Or is it just allowing you to buy more material objects? And that's always an interesting concept because money is not a bad thing at all. It depends on the way you look at it. But money is not everything. And I find that when we're able to take our life to that next level and begin to appropriate some sort of purpose connected with our life and realizing that your career and job does not have to necessarily be your purpose, it would be amazing if they were aligned. That would be very wonderful and would feed you soulfully. Now, I don't know how much money you'd be making, but again, that's also another thought process, right? That we can't do what we love to do because we won't get paid for it. And I've been opening my minds to the concept that when you are doing what you're good at and when people see that value, you do get paid to do what you do. But let's step back a second and look back at, can we evaluate where we are right now in our career and job? And if you feel pretty happy about where you are, you have a pretty good beat on things, and you feel like, you know, things are going your way, that's great. That's great. You know, maybe write out why you feel good and what the job provides for you or what your career is working on, that kind of sort of thing. What you love about what you do. Because this isn't a bad thing to have when maybe you're having a difficult month at work, a difficult day, a difficult week, maybe dealing with a difficult coworker. It's not bad to be able to look at some stuff and realize the positive sides of things without having to go, you know, kind of go a little stressed out a little more. And it's interesting to me because when you evaluate where you are mentally, emotionally, in your work life, I think it really puts things into perspective. And that's always good because, you know, when you're evaluating where you are, you have to take into consideration a few other factors, right? One factor, where do you want to be? Are you where you want to be? Do you know where you want to be? Right? I have clients that come in a lot often, very often, that say that a lot of their responses is, I don't know. They'll be like, I'm unhappy. Well, why? I don't know. I'm unhappy here. I'm not happy with this. Why? I don't know. But, you know, in reality, subconsciously and somewhere within you, you do know. And you can take that into consideration and begin to work on that soulful, deep, personal work to figure out where you are. Where do you want to be? If you're where you want to be, that's perfect. But if you're not, begin to fit a roadmap in that connects onto your stage that says, okay, I'm here and I want to be there. So how do I make that happen? And that's where I think that a lot of our mindset needs to be at in Sweet 16. It's not necessarily evaluating the problems and the situation and the strifes that we're having at the immediate moment. Not to get out of the present moment neither, okay? However, taking time once a week to really look at your road plan, your direction, the next place you're going to the next level and how you're going to get there and how you're going to go from point A to point B and what do you need to do in the process? And I think that's so amazing when we can do that because we're allowing ourselves to know that, one, we are a creator, okay? We are a creator and we are a choice maker. We can make any choices we want and we can create what we want. The creation is a little more work because we actually have to put things in place to create them. Personal work is never a bad thing. It's something good. When we work to achieve our goals, we change the dynamic of the universe because you know what? We're finally putting time into our own life and caring about the things that actually matter. And I believe that in order to really make this happen this year, we got to let some things go by the wayside. You know, the first thought that comes to mind is to just let gossip go by you. The intrigue and the gossip aren't things that help you create goals and set goals and create milestones and actually finish to the next milestone. It gets in the way. Focusing on things that don't matter is something that a lot of us do to sabotage ourselves. And we don't really realize it at the time. And what I'm really talking about tonight is that I realize that a lot of us are very qualified and very talented. Everybody is. Everybody has a unique quality, but are we willing to look at that unique quality? Are we willing to see our unique qualities and are we willing to use and put into good use our unique qualities? That's the question. That's the question from A to B, right? And the only person that can get in the way of us using our unique qualities is us. And yes, I know that sometimes there's jerks that stand in the way of certain things and certain progress and that can be frustrating. But what I have found is that those same jerks, they have their own issues and you can't necessarily work with them because they've decided their choice. But the cool thing about it is that that just means that it's going to come out and come around another way. And maybe we look at it from a perspective of they're playing their role on stage. meaning that sometimes things can't go a certain way necessarily to make it work out perfectly. Sometimes there has to be roadblocks in order to see different ways of seeing something, different applications, and different direction. And I think that is when we begin to realize not only choice, but we begin to see different patterns and different abilities for us to take different ways of doing something. Which I think is very, very amazing, because when you think about it, you really get to that next level when you actually see things from all different sides, all different directions, which is so cool. So when it comes to career and it comes to your job, your work, your J-O-B, remember on Friday, you got to go out and get your J-O-B. When it comes to this kind of stuff, it is important. And even if it is just from 8 to 5 or 9 to 6, that's a large chunk of your day. And I would like it to be in a position that you're actually happy with. And if you're not happy, you have a goal and a set direction of how to get to that next level. But in the process, you find things within the situation that you love and you understand its purpose. When we return, I'm going to be talking about the second part of your stage, the second factor that really matters in our life, and how this impacts us on a second-to-second basis, and how this is part of your stage for 2016, but better yet, how to make sure that you're choosing the right ones. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about this next factor, how to choose the right ones, how to know if you're in the right relationships, and better yet, how to put yourself and make the right choices. Stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in, we'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'm talking tonight about starting off your 2016 the right way, on the right foot, with the right imagery and the right and awesome personal belief. Because this is what matters. This is why a lot of people are calling it the Sweet 16, baby. Because it's going to be a great year for a lot of us. And I think it can be a great year for everybody, as long as we really realize our imagery and our belief system, and we don't self-sabotage ourselves when the getting is good. So I've been talking about how you can set your stage for 2016, because remember, it's all about imagery. So go online or imagine the stage or a theater where you've been at that has nobody on it, and it's just an empty stage, and it's time for you to fill it with what matters to you and fill it with the life that you want. Okay? This is important because you can get what you want. Yeah, I know. For a long time, I didn't realize that, but you can. And so right before the break, we had been talking about career and job, and we are merging into the next factor that is so important in your life, in your stage of life, is your relationships. Your love relationships, your personal relationship, your friendship relationships, your family, all of these, and your relationship with yourself, right? So that's another relationship. All of these are inherently important. So first off, let's talk about love relationships. Your love relationships, baby. It's the love line here on Perspectives. Call in on the love line and tell us about your love and what you're looking for. It's the love relationships. Holy hand grenade, Superman, where's the Tylenol or the Advil? #Advil, #Tylenol. What I'm saying here is that a lot of us have made some very good choices, and some of us haven't made that good of choices when it comes to our love relationships, okay? We either have someone that is amazing and great, or we have someone that's just bringing us down every second of the day, not wanting to go home, not wanting to deal with it, and just kind of going through the motions. And there's a lot of reasons why sometimes we choose that, right? I have some friends that just do not like conflict. They do not like it. They get so scared when it comes to, standing up for what they believe in. And you know what happens in those situations? I know. They don't stand up. They don't say anything. They just deal with relationships that don't work. They get upset. They get angry. They don't like going home. And so you get this whole catch-22 thing. It's like life's too short to not want to go home. Okay? Life is too short to not want to go home. And so tonight I'm talking about relationships, especially love relationships. How is your relationship? How is your current love relationship, whether it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your wife, your husband, you know, whatever it is, how is it? How would you feel it is? How would you rate it? And then why would you rate it with that? So I would say rating on different scales. So dealing with, you know, that maybe the joy or the happiness quotient. The second one might be, you know, personal belief. I mean, does your spouse, your girlfriend or boyfriend believe in you? You know, if they do, that's great. If they don't, why are you with someone that doesn't believe in you? But then you have to ask the question, if they don't believe in you, do you not believe in you either? Because usually that goes hand in hand. So maybe we need to think about that too. And we'll talk about that personal relationship here in just a second. The personal relationship really is the bedrock of all relationships, right? You know, because honestly, if I hate myself, then I don't like anybody else, okay? If I love myself, then I can actually love other people. But if I don't love myself, I can't love anybody else. I don't have time. I don't know how. It's not that I don't have time. It's that I don't know how. So let's talk about these love relationships. What are they doing for your life? Are you happy? Are you getting what you want out of it? Is there things missing? Have you had conversations with them? Have you discussed things? Do you have an open forum? Do you feel secure in talking with your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend about things that are important to you? When you do talk to them about things that are important to you, do they accept it? Do they make fun of you? Do they seem to care? Do they seem to not care? And I mean, in different times in a relationship, different things will happen. So I'm not saying that this person has to care 24/7 and has to listen to you on bated breath, okay? No, I'm not saying that. There's sometimes that we can all just yammer on, diarrhea of the mouth, and you got nobody in the world who's going to listen to that, okay? Nobody. But on the flip side, for the most part, is your spouse or is your lover, for the most part, there for you, and are you there for them? It's a two-way street, I know, huh? It's not just get, give me all that. No, it's more like, okay, what are you giving and what are you getting and what are you doing and how much effort are you putting in the relationship and how much does it matter? And are you all the way in? I have a lot of clients who are not all the way in their relationship. They're 1 foot in, 1 foot out. They're constantly looking for a bigger, better deal. And that bigger, better deal is always a funny thing because, you know, they're always looking for a bigger, better deal, thinking of, you know, this girl's going to be better or this relationship's going to be better. This guy's going to be awesome, whatever. And they're still stuck in a relationship looking for somebody else. And what I explain, and this is something that's very important this year, is that you cannot find a good relationship when you're currently in a relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you have a boyfriend or girlfriend and you're out looking for somebody else, and you have the boyfriend or girlfriend, you're not going to find someone else until you end the current relationship. And there's reasons for that. You're not going to find, you can find other people. I'm not saying you can't find anybody, okay? I'm not saying that. Don't get me wrong. Don't think that's the case. Oh, you can find a lot of people. There's a lot of fish out there, a lot of fish in the sea. But I'm talking about a good relationship. I'm not just talking about whatever. I'm not talking about love in the club. I'm not talking about going down to the 7-Eleven and running into somebody. I'm talking about finding a decent relationship. You're not going to find a quality relationship when you're currently in a relationship. It doesn't work that way because it's already based on mistrust and it's already based on a problematic situation, meaning you're kind of having to lie and you probably are lying to the other person to pull this off. Especially if some of y'all are living with each other, you're living with the boyfriend or the girlfriend, and there you are going around 1 foot in the relationship, 1 foot out, looking around for people. Where are you? What are you doing? I had a client the other day come into my office and tell me that, you know, that he's got a live-in girlfriend. They've been together about 2.5 years, and he ended up meeting this girl. And he was like, she's amazing, you know. And I said, well, what happened? He goes, well, you know, I I said, we should go back over to my house. And we did. And they got together. They had sex and all. And he said it was awesome. And at the same time, she was getting dressed. And he realized that his girlfriend had the key. And he could hear the key in the door. He could hear her key in the front door. And I guess it's kind of like a condo apartment kind of situation. So there was a double door. There's a back door and there's a front door. And the new girl, or the girl that came by, ended up leaving out the back door and was privy to it. Found out about it basically at that last moment. So later on, she called him back and was like, you know, I can't do this. I mean, you got to figure out what you're doing. I can't sit there and go out the back door hiding from your girlfriend. Okay, this isn't going to work for me. And he kept trying to pursue this girl. And the girl was, you know, they were going to meet up. And finally, the girl's like, you know, it just doesn't work. I totally, totally like you as a person, but unfortunately, it's just not the right time. And see, I'm not saying that that was the right relationship for him, and I'm not saying that he missed the boat on anything, but you can't honestly be 1 foot in a relationship and 1 foot out and expecting to have good results. If somebody actually cares about themselves and has self-care and has personal love for themselves, they're not going to allow themselves to be that backdoor girl, okay? And I know that has a lot of connotations, but you know what I'm saying? In this situation, they're not going to allow to be hiding and scooting around, trying to hide around. They're not going to allow that because they know that they're valued higher than that. They got more value in their own self than they do that. And so if you want to find a girl or a guy with value and has personal value and has and cares about themselves and loves themselves, you can't expect them to have a relationship with you when you're currently in a relationship. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And so what I advise in tonight's show, and I advise across the board, if you're in a relationship, get in both feet. Get in both feet and tackle it and figure out what you're going to do. Do you love that person? Do they love you? Are you happy? Are they happy? It's not about them making you happy, okay? That doesn't work either. That to me is a self-sabotaging behavior. I'm going to hope that so-and-so makes me happy. Well, you know what? Thanks for passing the buck on that deal, okay? Because so-and-so can't make you happy. You are the only person that can make you happy. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You are the only one that can make you happy. And that's so cool when we realize it, because we're not looking outside sources to make us happy. We're not getting upset by people doing what we're not happy with. Can't believe they did that to me. I'm so unhappy with them. They made me so unhappy. Well, you know what? It's not about them making you happy. It's about you making you happy. And so if this relationship is working, great. If it's not, don't be a martyr. Don't sit there and say, man, everything's falling apart around me, but I'm going to stay married till the end of time. I'm going to show all these people. And I've seen some people go like postal. I've seen some people go postal when the relationship is falling apart and they're holding it together by the pillars they can, and the other person wants really nothing to do with it. It's like you're holding somebody hostage in a relationship, including yourself, and it's not good. It doesn't work. However, on the flip side, for some of you out there that have a successful marriage or have a successful relationship, capitalize on it. Capitalize on it. Be the power couple. Be happy about being together. Try to find that, because I know that's kind of hard to find. And some people they say that stuff, they don't really believe it. But find it and see their inner soul and their inner spirit and see if that aligns with you. And if it does, great. If it doesn't, life is too short. This is Sweet 16. It's time to move on. You know, the next relationship we have is with ourselves. Where is your personal relationship with yourself? Where are you right now in your personal relationship with yourself? Where are you? Where are you? And I think it's so important, because when we are deeply understanding of ourselves and we put thought into it, we allow ourselves to be and we learn about ourselves and we find our love for ourselves and we see our personal worth and we understand who we are in this world at this time and we see the love and we care about ourselves, our life changes because we admit this frequency to other people. And some of these people will go, oh man, I'm exiting your stage right, because I don't really want to deal with you. And in those situations, when somebody's walking off stage right and there's no real reason to walk off, that means that they don't connect with your frequency, that you are not in their level of frequency, and it's time for them to leave. Don't go and run and get them back. Don't run and get them back. Don't do it. Because when we do that, what do? We put ourselves in a bad position. We run after something that's already left. We've run after something that has left because they knew that it's time for them to leave. And a lot of us have that problem, and I've done it before. My God, have I done this before, where I literally look at a situation, somebody's like a friend of mine. I don't know if I'd use good, but a friend of mine that I apparently really, 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 really want to hang out with. And one day they just go, hey, see you later. Or they just skedaddle, or they just don't call back. And there I am fighting to keep that relationship together. And what happens? I just screw myself over, because eventually they might come back. But the reason why they left is for a good reason. It's time to let old relationships go if you really care about yourself. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking about the last two sets that you put on your stage, the last two things that you need to work on, as well as a couple of takeaways tonight to really take this Sweet 16 to Sweet 16 and make it the best year you've ever had in your entire life so far. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been discussing how to start off your 2016 on the right foot with the right imagery and your personal awesome belief. And I've been talking about how you can set your stage for 2016 and what the variables are on that stage. We discuss career and job. We discuss relationships, your own personal relationship, your marriage, your friends, your family. All these need to be picked correctly, and the knowledge of, is it working for you? Is this a good relationship? Does this matter? Is this something that you want to be involved in? Is this what matters to you? And I think that when we realize that, more than ever, we're able to get both feet in the relationship. We're able to really create really amazing relationships that we wouldn't have otherwise. When we're just kind of halfway there, lukewarm, in all of our life, whether that's in your career, whether that's in your personal life, whether that's dealing with yourself or understanding who you are, we don't get that far, right? We just don't get that far. That's why when you're dating several people at one time, none of the relationships really get far, because you got so much going on. It's like you're juggling all this stuff and you're not really seeing anything as the end game. You know, the next thing that you got to look at with your stage in 2016 is your goals, your desires, and your dreams. Where are you when it comes to soulful desires? Where are you when it comes to your dreams, whether it's financial, whether it's work-related, whether it's relationship-related? Where are you with those goals? Where are you with those desires? And where are you with the dreams? And I feel that when we deal with this on a really honest basis with ourselves, we can take this to the next level. It's amazing, because we allow ourselves to know that we can what? We're a creator. Remember that. We can create anything. And we're a choice maker. And these two are the double threat in a good positive way, because you know what? We're allowed to create and we're allowed to choose. And so we're allowed to create and write up goals and desires and dreams. And we're allowed to put that on paper. And even use imagery that we create, or we find, we print off, or we add to a digital type version of imagery. And we put this out there and we can see our goals. We can see our dreams. We can see where we want to go with our life. And we work, okay? It's not just seeing. It's not just the genie in the bottle thing. But we got to work to get there. I didn't say slave, but I said you got to work. And when we couple work with imagery and belief, okay, so work plus imagery plus belief equals success. It equals our success as an individual to carry forth our goals, our desires, and our dreams that we personally want. In order to really capitalize on these goals, desires, and dreams that are on your stage for 2016, we have to do something else. I know. Ashley Burgess is always telling me what to do. Doggone it. Give her a piece of my mind. Hashtag LYTL. Seriously. You know, the reason why we talk about live your true life is because when we're living our true life, we create the stage of our life that matters. And in my books and in the 10-day challenge to live your true life, I explain day by day in a 10-day structure how to get the life that you've always wanted, okay? It's not this long 500-page book and then go get another book and then go get another book and then maybe you might get one nugget of information that might change your life. No! I don't believe in that. I believe that if you understand something and you know how to do it, you should help other people do it because it's just the right thing to do. And it's not like some lofty ideas that I came up with. I actually used all this stuff to make my life where it is now. I use this stuff to be a therapist, a life coach, a 3-time author, a syndicated talk show host. I mean, I use that to get here. What is in my book explains exactly how to make your life magnificent. Your life is already magnificent, but just to take it to the next level, if you want to, if you feel like you need to. And so last but not least is personal self-care and love. Oh my God, I know, it goes back to the personal relationship with yourself. When we set our stage for 2016 with personal self-care and awesome love for ourselves, we set the stage in an amazing, amazing way. Because it's all about how we care about ourselves and our firm belief in ourselves to take our dreams and our desires and goals to that next level, to choose our relationships wisely, to believe in ourselves enough to create relationships and to be in relationships that are fostering care and they're nurturing and they're helpful and they're positive and they're amazing and they're brilliant instead of the opposite. I mean, I remember when I was younger, I picked crazy relationships and I have some exes that I just absolutely adore. I still absolutely adore because they're wonderful, wonderful people. It just wasn't going to work. But there were some relationships that I chose that just weren't right. And why did I choose them? Because I didn't have a lot of belief in myself. I was looking for someone else to define me. I was looking to fit in. I was looking to be in the it relationship. Whatever it was not true. I was not living my true life, okay? And that has to be taken into consideration, but it's based on our personal love and our personal self-care and how that actually truly matters. So two takeaways for tonight's conversation, because I think that we always got to take something away. You know what I mean? When I go to a restaurant and I have a great meal and I can't eat everything, I kind of want to take a little bag with me so I can have some maybe later on in that night or maybe the next morning. Okay. Yum. You know what I mean? Because I don't really have a lot of breakfast foods at home. So it is kind of nice to have a little bit of food when you wake up. I like to have food for thought. So these are the takeaways for tonight's show that I think will connect with you, that will inspire you, and that will set your stage in a magnificent way for this 2016. The first takeaway, realize that you are your own roadblock most of the time. So takeaway one, don't hold yourself back this year. I know. This is a difficult one. I have a tendency of doing this like all day, every day. Well, I don't know if I should do that. Well, I wonder if I should make that call. Well, I just don't know if they're, I don't know, maybe I'll wait. Maybe I'll wait because it's not going to work out. Well, you know what? There's no more time to wait. The present moment doesn't allow us to wait. It's time to haul off and do what you got to do if it's in the right belief and you believe in yourself and you believe in the cause and you believe in what you're doing. Stop holding yourself back this 2016. It's not right. And I found that there are some jerks out there, okay? But for the most part, we can be our own judge, jury, executioner, our own jerk to hold us back from what we need to be doing, to hold us back from our beliefs, to hold us back from doing things that we know we probably could do, but right now we're not feeling very good about ourselves, so we probably can't do it, so we should probably pack it up. So first takeaway, realize that you are your own roadblock sometimes, and don't hold yourself back this year. The second takeaway that's very important for a lot of us to remember, and I believe this will connect with you immediately, 2016 is a new start. It's a brand new game. It's a brand new start. It's a brand new chapter. Okay. So with that in mind, what happened last year, Let's move on. For some of you out there that have had a rough 2015 and you had to get over things, whether it was divorce or loss of job or loss of a spouse or whatever, I'm not making light of what happened, but I'm saying what happened in 2015 stays in 2015, okay? We're going to use that Las Vegas terminology over here right now. What happened then stays there. If you can't do anything to change it, quit worrying about it. It's a new year. It's a new chapter. This is a new start. What happened last year happened last year. What happened in 2015 happened in 2015. Let's move on. Words of wisdom. Quit beating yourself over things that happened last year when it's a new time. It's a new place. And it's time for you to move on with your life and time to graduate to that next level because you deserve it. Because if you really believe in yourself and you have love and care about yourself, that's awesome. And if you feel sometimes as if you don't, begin a journal. Begin a journal tonight writing down some of the things that you feel weak about. You feel misunderstood about, you feel less than others about. And I feel that you might learn a lot about yourself in this situation because this exercise fortifies the fact that you actually care enough to take time to do this exercise, right? Okay. That helps give you personal power and also shows that you actually care enough, believe in yourself enough to actually do something about it. I have a great show for you next. In the meantime, check out AshleyBurgess.com. AshleyBurgess.com. You can also hear me over on Spreaker, speaker with an R. Also, check me out on Radio Monterey. And coming to news stations very quickly here soon, I'll be letting you know those, and they'll be up on my website. Go to Facebook, Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, and comment. Make comments coming up here on Motivational Mondays, and let me know what motivates you on Monday. I want to hear what you have to say. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. You know how this goes. I'll be back this time in three shakes.